This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
It is Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean driving you home on your Wednesday.
Yeah, we help you handle your hump day.
We have two very exciting guests in the studio. We have Shane and Chris from Circuit. Now, they are here to talk about the Yvonne Gardner Christmas appeal. But
yes, they are.
Before we get
They're
to
that. They're
lovely
friends to the show.
Shane, you are probably the biggest Kylie fan that I know, correct?
Possibly, yeah.
Well, you do run the Kylie parties, don't you, as well, all around Australia?
Yeah, along with DJ Agonoid.
That's got to make you a bit of a fan, I reckon.
The fabulous Bar Kylie events, if you've ever seen them around, they are a fantastic night. Now, we have been running a Kylie comp all day.
Yes.
All afternoon. And Shane, we've got 10 Kylie songs that people have been trying to guess. Shane has got 9 out of 10.
Got 9 of them. Got all except for the second one.
All except
Shall
for
we give
two.
Shane another little bit of a listen?
Let's.
So, Shane, you've been able to guess nearly all of them.
Yep.
Which one haven't you been able to guess?
The second one.
The second one's the one that you haven't been able to get. See, yeah. That's the one that when I put it in, I thought was really easy, but obviously it's a little bit harder. For a Kylie expert like you, that's very interesting.
But that is very exciting. Nobody who has written in has been able to get 9, though. We have had a couple of eights. But see if you can beat Shane.
that's the effort today. Now, we've got you guys obviously in for another reason. Thank you so much for coming and joining us today on the show, because this Sunday at Circuit, you guys are hosting a very special Sunday night. Now, you've done this for quite a few years. I think nearly every year since you've been open, you've done it, I think. This Sunday at Circuit, you guys are doing a special Sunday night where it's the Yvonne Gardner Christmas Appeal, which is raising funds for the traditional Christmas brunch that the lovely Yvonne Gardner used to do each and every Christmas Day. Now, Chris, you've been to this Christmas lunch before, haven't you? You've done some work at there and peeled some potatoes, I believe.
A lot of potatoes, actually. On my way to Bendigo. But the reason I went was because someone wanted me to go and check out to see if it really happened, and it really did happen. But I learned something on that day in particular was it wasn't just Christmas Day. Over the 22 years, I think, when I interviewed or wrote a piece about Yvonne, at that stage she had cooked over 500,000 meals for people affected with HIV and AIDS.
Well, every week, didn't she?
Yeah, she cooked the meal on Thursday night and then dropped it down to the footy oval on St. George's Road on Friday. And I guess at Christmas time it's always the time to remember what it's easy to remember what people do once a year, but she did it 52 weeks of the year for 24 years.
Now, many, many people in our communities are very familiar with the late Yvonne Gardner, who we lost her earlier this year. Was an absolutely wonderful individual, beautiful individual, who, as you said, like, did so much for people living with HIV on so many levels, you know, supporting them, being there for them, hugging them over so many years. And as you said, she'd do a lunch every week, but every single Christmas she would do a Christmas lunch for people living with HIV. If they had nowhere to go or didn't want to be with their family, she would do this at that footy club and she would have a Christmas lunch for them. So I think it's absolutely awesome that you guys are helping to raise funds to continue that, because it's not cheap to do a Christmas lunch for people, is it?
No.
You know? Now, Chris, you've been to the Christmas lunch before. What is it like?
It's a combination of carers, people living with HIV, some friends of those people that are HIV affected. Yvonne had a really good open door policy, which was walk right in.
Yeah.
There was no forms to fill out, no cards to show. or any bureaucracy.
Just come and feel welcome.
Yeah. People often ask me how many people were there that had HIV. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't go around the room. I don't go around circuit asking everybody who's gay and who's not gay. But she just had a very good open-door policy. But just on stories that people often don't want to reflect on, back in 1980, sometimes when people were diagnosed with HIV/AIDS, it was a death sentence.
Yeah.
And you had 6 to 12 months to live.
Yeah.
And they just stuffed you full of AZT.
Yeah.
Some of those people were 19, and Yvonne took those people home to their parents' house and told them, well, they were told that they had what was then AIDS.
Yeah.
And those parents just rejected them.
Yeah.
Yvonne took them home to her house.
Yeah.
And let them stay with her until she could work out housing and
how to help
stuff.
Them. Yeah.
And I know she's not the only person that has done that and so forth, but it's her story today. So I think the good thing about the fundraiser on Sunday, which I'm sure Shane will explain to me everything about it, is the fact that it's still the same story.
Yeah.
As what was started in the 1980s.
Because each and every year, yeah, it's still a creating a lunch and a space for people living with HIV or their friends to be able to come and feel welcome and know they have a place to be able to come and have a Christmas lunch. And it's not cheap to put a Christmas lunch on, is it? So, I mean, I've been many times to Circuit. Well, I've been to Circuit many times before, but I've been just down the road from my home. But to this fundraiser that they've done each and every year where we've had, the queens from Sunday nights get up and do their performance and passing around a bucket and asking everyone to just give a little. And to give what they can to help make this happen. What's happening this Sunday night, Shane?
Well, normally it would be Lexi and the Boys of Summer, which is the Go-Go Boys, Lexi, the Boy Dancers. But Lexi's pulled in a couple of friends.
Oh.
She's pulled in the fabulous Missy Lemings.
Oh, wonderful.
She's also pulled in Sasha Starr.
Oh, yay.
The boys are still there, but it'll be...
But the girls are giving us something special.
Exactly. It's the original Size Queens back together... In Circuit.
Oh my God.
On a Sunday night.
I mean, that's absolutely wonderful that they're coming and they're helping to, you know, do their support. It's very hot weather right now, so the Queen's putting on their makeup. It's not an easy thing to do. You know, but it's great. So this Sunday night, they're going to be doing, you know, their regular performers, having a whole lot of fun. But what we're going to be asking you to do is to come along and to give a little, just enjoy yourself.
It's important to note, look, it is free to get in. So it is up to you. You give what you can give on the night.
Yeah.
Every little bit is obviously going to help, and you're going to see an amazing show.
Yep, you're going to see some great shows. You're going to be in a really lovely and welcome environment. You're going to be having a fabulous Sunday night with the fabulous Circuit crew. It really does feel like family. We all get together and have a good time. And we're going to be raising some great funds for the Yvonne Gardner Christmas Appeal, which is the most important thing. So if all you've got is a change in your pocket, then that's all that you need to give. If all you've got is a couple of coins, every little bit counts. If what you've got is a note, that's completely great, because every little bit helps to support the Christmas Appeal, to be able to help make it happen and to be able to create a space for people on Christmas Day who are living with HIV or affiliated in that regard, to be able to come and feel welcome and know that they can have a Christmas lunch and be a part of something bigger. And I think it's really wonderful that you guys get behind this each and every year, but especially this year, because earlier this year we lost Yvonne, and she did this off her own back. Every single year she rallied people together, she helped raise the money, she did what she could do, and we stood beside her. So it's really great that you guys are doing what you can do to help continue that legacy and make it happen. It's happening this Sunday night at Circuit. Guys, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about this today.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Both of you. And it is sad to say goodbye to a friend. And if anybody has to delete a phone number out of their phone after someone dies, it is hard. It'll be an emotional day. I understand. It was emotional for me to come in here today. But thank you for having us in. And truly, you are lovely gentlemen.
No, thank you.
Happy Christmas to everybody.
No, it's been fantastic to hear the story from someone who did know her so well. If that's not enough to get you down there on Sunday, it would be great to see. I know we'll all be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Great to see you there.
Please come and support. And thank you guys for coming in, chatting with us today about Yvonne and about the appeal and the fundraiser that's happening this Sunday night at Circuit. Here on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9. We did just receive a message from the Secretary of Positive Attitude, who are doing the... let me start this again. We were having an interview with Chris and Shane earlier in the show from Circuit, who are doing a fundraiser this Sunday night for the Yvonne Gardner Christmas Appeal, a wonderful event that happens on Christmas Day where Positive Attitude put on a Christmas lunch for people living with HIV and anyone, really, quite frankly. And they have a lovely lunch where lots of volunteers come and help make it happen. Now, as we said earlier in the show, that fundraiser is happening on Sunday night at Circuit. It's a free event where you can come and just put some money in the bucket. But we received a lovely message from the Secretary of Positive Attitude, which run that event, the lovely Stephen, who let us know that this year Yvonne's Positive Attitude Christmas lunch is open to all members of the GLBTIQA+ communities.
Yeah, to all members of the communities and the allies who have nowhere else to spend the day. So really reaching out the arms and saying, hey, you've got your family, you've got a place, come and spend the day with us.
With the community.
You can get in touch.
You can get in touch with Stephen directly. What I'm going to do in the podcast of tomorrow, I'm going to release the podcast of that lovely talk that we had on air, and I'll put the details to Positive Attitude. So if you want any more details about the day or to know if you're welcome, you can reach out to them. But everyone is welcome to come and be supported there and feel welcome. That's the most important thing, and that's what matters.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.